This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Some of you, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, I'm pointing back at me too. Some people are known as people of anger. You know, some of you are known for your temper, and I don't know who you are, but you know who you are. You got somebody in your family that's known as a person of anger. You know people who are known as people of resentment, people of bitterness, people of hostility, all kinds of emotions and feelings and things that are demonstrated by people, manifested by people. They're known for that. But today, I'd like to think that somebody's going to leave here and say, from this day forward, I want to be known as a man of prayer or a woman of prayer. Why? So I'll look important? No, but because you know the one who is the answer to prayer. His name is Jesus. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the one you pray to. Those of you that take notes, I want you to write down just 3 words. Jesus took authority over disease. Jesus took authority over the demonic. And Jesus took authority over death itself. Disease, the demonic, and death. Here's my point. Why would you want to be connected in this universe to anybody else than him? If it's true, he has all authority over disease, all authority over the demonic, all authority over death itself, why would I want to connect with anyone or anything else, any philosophy, other than the one who has that kind of authority? His name is Jesus. Simon's mother-in-law is sick with a high fever. In this day and age, there were only 2 types of fever, a megla fever, and in the Greek, megla means large, big, and a small fever. And Luke, the doctor, identifies this fever as a great fever, and as I mentioned, the King James says she was in the grip of a high fever. Family said, Jesus, would you do something? And it's just real simple. There's no flash to this. This wasn't TV cameras around. There was nothing flashy about it at all. Jesus simply leaned over, rebuked the fever. And with the reason we know it was an instantaneous healing is that she got up and started waiting on them and helping. That's mentioned for a reason, to indicate that this healing was immediate. She didn't just feel a little bit better and then got better 3 days later. It was instantaneous. I think it's a detail worth mentioning. And then verse 40, when the sun was setting, Sabbath is over, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness. Laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, you are the Son of God. The Bible differentiates between the demonic and illness. Don't be a person who blames all illness on the demonic. You get the sniffles, now the devil's trying to get me. No, you got a virus, you got a cold. That's what it is. But the Bible doesn't apologize for mentioning that there were people that were impacted physically and emotionally and spiritually by a demonic being. Why were there so much demonic possession at the time of Christ? I mentioned this last week. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was on earth in bodily form in the powers of hell, making a frontal assault on the kingdom of God. That's why I really believe that was the reason why there was so much demonic activity that was going on. I find this interesting. This is the same thing happens last week. The demon speaks to Jesus and identifies who Jesus is. You are the Son of God. You know what's intriguing to me? I mentioned it last week. I'll mention it again. The demons recognized who Jesus was and is. And you got a brother-in-law or a brother. You got a sister-in-law or a sister. You got a relative who doesn't acknowledge Jesus.
Our website is crosshope.org. You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.